I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In 2006, I had one of the most embarrassing moments of my entire career when I asked Janet Jackson the most awkward question during an interview, and I asked it in the worst way possible. Hey, this is Nick, and you're listening to my new podcast, Radio Stories. I've been in radio over 25 years, and I've got a lot of great stories. This is one of my favorites. So I always get asked in your career, what was your best guest? Who was your best interview? Were there any weird moments during interviews? And to be honest with you, I have interviewed famous actors and actresses and athletes and, of course, music stars and bands and groups and one president and one first lady. But the most embarrassing moment in my career came during a 2006 interview with Janet Jackson. Janet was a guest on our show to promote her new album, which was called 20 Years Old. It was a new album that was to commemorate the 20th anniversary of her releasing her first album, Control. Now, when you interview Janet Jackson, it's very different than interviewing a normal celebrity. So the label books the interview, and then her manager calls you, and her manager gives you a list of things you are not to ask Janet about. On the list includes her family, her brother Michael, who, bless his soul, was still alive back then, her weight loss, her weight gain. Is she pregnant? Was she pregnant? Is she thinking about getting pregnant? Does she ever want to be pregnant? And of course, marriages and ex-boyfriends. What the label wants you to ask her about is the album. Questions like, so who produced the album and what song means the most to you? Shit you don't care about, but the artist and label think you care about. What you really want to ask is, what was going on with that guy? Or what was it like growing up in that family? But like I said, if you want to interview Janet Jackson, you got to play by the rules. So Janet called us up and we talked about 20 Years Old, the new album. And she answered a lot of questions, of course, about the album. And she was doing great. And the interview was going great. Then we turned our attention to her love life, which, according to her manager, was not exactly off limits. Just be careful what you ask. I wasn't. You have to understand, at the time, Janet Jackson was dating Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine had kind of stepped in and helped her on a lot of this album. So for an artist to date a producer, somebody you're spending long and late nights in a studio with and working on something creative with, it's not out of the realm of possibility that you would start feeling romantic towards each other. Janet was dating Jermaine Dupri. And I have to say, my heart was in the right place when I asked this question. I swear it was. Let me explain. When you think of Janet Jackson, if you had to rank her on a hotness scale, she would be a 10, right? Janet is a 10. You would expect that if she was dating somebody, they would also be equal on the hotness scale. If you would ask me, who is Janet Jackson compatible with? I would say people like Taye Diggs, Denzel Washington, or Brad Pitt, Shamar Moore, somebody like that. Somebody who is as equal in hotness as Janet is. This is why I was fascinated that she was dating Jermaine Dupri, who, don't get me wrong, Jermaine's a nice guy and a great producer, but he kind of looks like a mix between a hobbit and a Smurf had a baby, and he's not exactly on the hotness scale that Janet is on. Now, like I said, my heart was in the right place. I thought I was going to ask Janet a question about why she was dating Jermaine. What do people not see in Jermaine that you see? In other words, give us the side of Jermaine that you fell in love with. Tell us about the nice, warm person he is. You know, yes, Jermaine isn't as hot as you, but what do we not know about Jermaine that we should? I was hoping that she was going to say, Well, what you don't see on the outside is that he's a very generous, giving, warm person. He gives great back rubs. He's very motivational. He's incredibly supportive. These are the things I was trying to get out of Janet when I asked this question, but I asked it the entirely wrong way. And it made for one of the most awkward moments of my entire career.
With Jermaine, the thing is, I'm going to tell you what, as an average guy who is infatuated with you, by the way, what I see, when I see Jermaine, I see this guy, he's kind of short,
yep,
bald,
aww,
got kind of a little bushy thing going on his face. And I look at this guy, Janet, and I go, how can she be with this guy? I mean, there's something about Jermaine. I mean, I guess it's his heart. I guess it's what he does. What is it about Jermaine for you?
What kind of question is that?
Well, I'm an average guy, and I always assume that.
What is that?
I always assume that, you know, like the hot guys go out with the hot girls and things like that.
So you're saying he's not a hot guy, baby?
But he is.
Well, that's not what you just said.
Well, I'm asking you.
You know what? I'm gonna let you ease out of this slowly.
Ease out of it slowly.
I'll just let you backslide out of this.
Well, okay, I will backslide.
Moonwalk out of this.
Yeah, I still can't believe she said moonwalk out of that question to this day, but give it up for Janet Jackson, who handled that question like a pro. She probably should have hung up on us. This question and this interview haunted me for weeks/months to come. I would see people on the street. Grown women would come up to me and say, why did you ask Janet that question? I'm not kidding you. In fact, I remember meeting Pharrell's mom at a concert about a month later, and she said to me, how could you ask Janet Jackson that question? And by the way, for the record, I just want to say, there were a lot of people who supported me asking that question. There were a lot of people who said, Nick's right, she doesn't belong with Jermaine Dupri. And look today, are her and Jermaine still together? No, they're not. Case closed. Hey, thanks for listening to my podcast. If you want to, give it a like or subscribe. I got so many great stories to share with you. So if you really like what you're hearing, continue to listen to my podcast, Radio Stories. And if you ever run into Janet Jackson, please, again, apologize for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.